This is It's Warm in Here, So Come Back In. Written and read by K-Burb. This is a Clone Wars fic, rated teen and up audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the ship Echo/Fives/Fox. It's far too criffing early in the morning for the obnoxious beeping coming from the comms unit charging on the bedside table. Fox wants to ignore it. He wants to ignore it so badly. But it's the obnoxious custom sound that Cody set for himself, despite Fox's many, many protests. It even overrides the silencer that he set. The one that should only be overridden by important guard-related calls and messages. Fucking Vode, he thinks as he disentangles himself from a still soundly sleeping Fives. He'll never understand why he's the one who always wakes up with Fives laying on top of him, seeking the warmth he radiates like a damn loath cat. Fives is by far the most tactile of the three of them. But Echo never minds being smushed in his sleep. Fox, on the other hand, overheats easily, yet always ends up with one, or both, of them tangled around him. Carefully, Fox sits up and grabs for the comm unit. Echo's was turned off for the night, the brilliant fucker, and Fives's is blinking an orange alert light, but is mercifully quiet. Seeing this, a little of the anxiety seeps away. Cody would have sent a priority alert to the three of them if it was an emergency, and Fives' unit would, at the very least, be beeping as well. Fox thumbs at the screen of his unit and squints blearily down at the message from Cody. Group message. Cody. Rex is coming over with presents for the three of you. Fox. Don't be an asshole. Fox groans loudly, not caring now if he wakes the others. Fox, I'm not an asshole. Cody, be nice is all I'm asking. Fox, what time? Cody, he left mine and Obi-Wan's about an hour ago. Cody, said he's stopping at Soka's, then you guys. Fox, thanks. He throws the comms unit down and thumbs away the notification on Fives's. Technically, they were no longer soldiers. There was no longer a war to fight. Echo had embraced it, feeling comfortable enough to leave his unit behind. Fives was getting there, but after so many years of wearing a bucket and being in constant communication with their Vode, Fox thinks the comms unit is something of a comfort item for him. Fox, on the other hand, has had no such luck. His job just didn't end when the war did. He's guard. He'll always be guard. And he is proud of that. He just also wishes he could sleep in without being jarred awake into a panic state every time a priority alert came through on his comm. Turning slightly, he leans over Fives to shake Echo awake, only to find him looking at him already. There's a small, quiet smile on his face. Good morning, he says, voice soft and gravelly in his waking. Hi, Fox responds, casting a guilty look at the comms. Sorry if that woke you. It's okay, Echo says, beginning to sit up. Light sleeper and all that. Echo may have been ready to give up being a soldier, but there were things that would never leave him. He'd been a light sleeper throughout the war, like Fox, always ready to spring into action. Fives, however, slept like a carking rock. Apparently, he always had, even back when they were dominoes. He just always had Echo nearby to rouse him out of bed quickly. Rex is coming over, Fox explains. They both look at Fives at the same time, and Fox sighs, better get him up. Fives, ever determined to sleep in, tries to pull them both in for cuddles upon being woken up. Fox protests as he's pulled bodily down, and Echo is laughing as Fives peppers kisses on their faces. Eventually, however, they coax him from bed with the promise of calf and breakfast. Make enough for Rex, Fives insists, stepping out of the fresher and toweling off his hair. He's let it grow a bit since the end of the war. Already on it, Echo calls from the kitchen. Fox was on calf duty, he adds. Perfect, Fives says, grinning widely. Fox is feeling very grumpy about his day off being interrupted by a visit. His partners, however, are elated to see their former captain. He tries to take in their joy, to feel it himself. He'll get there, after calf. Just as Fives finishes pulling on his civvies, comfortable clothes, they're not soldiers anymore, the doorbell chimes. Fives bounds over to the door, pushing the button to allow it to slide open. The second Rex crosses the threshold, he's being pulled into a massive bear hug. Hey, Vod, he says, affection clear in his tone. He ruffles Fives' hair, and Fox watches as his partner ducks, blushing. Rex, Fox calls, refusing to move from his very comfortable position on the sofa. Fox, Rex says, clearly mocking his perfunctory tone. Fives rolls his eyes. Echo pops his head out of the kitchen. Rex! Echo! Breakfast is ready, Echo tells them. Go. Sit. Table, he adds, looking meaningfully at Fox. Yes, sir, Fox says. His tone is mocking, but Echo just shakes his head fondly at him. How did he get so lucky to find two people who understand him so well? They sit around the table, talking even with their mouths full. Once the calf kicks in, Fox's irritation eases into contentedness. Glad for the company despite the early hour. Rex admits to having eaten breakfast at Ahsoka's, but still gladly eats his share. Like Fox, he was still working, the head of the Council for Vode Equality, and he does at least apologize for disrupting their morning. You're always welcome, Echo assures him. Fives nods, adding, anytime, truly. Fox just makes a grunt of affirmation, causing the other three to give him disgustingly fond looks. The thing was, he liked Rex. They'd been closer when they were young, but throughout the war, a division had grown between the guard and the gar. Fives and Echo had always been so careful to ensure that Fox knew it wasn't intentional, wasn't something they wanted. Fox was the one they came to when things were going wrong. It was how this had all started. Cody, too, had insisted that Fox know they would always be close. It was Cody who created the Commander's Channel, connecting the Gar and the Guard Vode who held the title. General Kenobi, Obi-Wan, came to Coruscant often for council business, meaning Cody could often be found lounging around the guard barracks. Fox knows he can't fault Rex for the distance. As a commander, he understands how busy the captain of the 501st would have been throughout the war. Though Skywalker, Fox refuses to change that name in his head, was often on planet for business. His men were often still fighting on the front lines, lent out to other battalions or led by their young commander. Yet, it had still stung, and while Fox didn't want to feel the resentment, he can't help the ache that settles in his chest when he thinks about it. Right now, though, he could be enjoying this time. enjoying how much joy radiates off his partners as they eat with their former captain. Could be thinking back fondly to when they were younger. How Echo had fallen boots over bucket as a shiny for the captain who saved his squad. How far they'd all come. How far they'd all come. How free they were now. He could. But old habits die hard. So why are you bothering us? He blurts out, interrupting Rax mid-sentence. Five shoots him a withering look, to which he only shrugs. Fox didn't intend to come off so blunt. He almost never does. Rex knows him too well, though, to take offense to it. He just laughs, shaking his head. I've got presents for you, he tells them. Five stops glaring at Fox and looks back to Rex, excited. Where? Echo rolls his eyes fondly. Calm down, Fives. Maybe a thank you? Why thank him now? We haven't seen the present yet, Fox points out. Echo points at him. Didn't Cody ask you to wake up on the right side of the bed this morning? If he wanted that, he shouldn't have woken me up at all, Fox points out. Fair enough, Echo allows. Did Codes wake you up? Rex asks, alarm widening his eyes. Criff, I'm so sorry. I didn't know he'd messaged you. I just assumed you must have been awake already when Echo messaged me. Fox waves a hand. It's fine, he ensures. Cody does what he wants. Don't I know it, Rex sighs. Fives gives Echo a look. You still text him when you wake up? Echo shrugs, bashful. It's a habit. Thought you were working on breaking those, Fox asks. I am, but it's hard, Echo insists. And it makes my morning better, Rex adds. I promise. I'll be sad when you stop. Echo gives him a grateful smile. So, Fox says, drawing out the word. Presents? Rex laughs, jerking his head towards the other room. They're in my jacket. Fives is the first one up, wincing as his chair squeaks loudly against the ground in his haste. He bolts towards the living room, like an excited Tuca cat chasing a mouse. The three of them share a fond look before following him at a normal pace, even if Echo is bouncing a bit in excitement. Fox likes to see them so happy, even over something so small as a gift from Rex. He gets it, though. They didn't get many gifts during the war. Rex pulls three small boxes from his jacket pocket and tosses one to each of them. Each is wrapped carefully in different paper. It's clear how much love he'd put into each of these. Fox resists the urge to groan again, instead giving Rex an appreciative look. The feeling of appreciation fades a bit after unwrapping the gift because... What is this? Fox asks, holding up the small plastoid figure in his hand. It seems to be made up of various pieces, painted to look like his guard armor. Fives and Echo hold similar figures in their hands, painted in 501st blue, though they look positively delighted to have received these toys? Rex shoots him a nervous look, and Fives feels a bit of guilt for not being more enthused. It's not that he doesn't appreciate whatever this is. He's just confused. It's a little version of you, Rex explains. They're making these new toys, you see, of war heroes. And, well, the CFVE is pushing for some troopers to be made. So I went to the factory they're being produced in, and I designed some various kits for all of us. I'm calling them miniatures. The Lego family, you know them. They've got that financial senator. Fox nods. He'd always liked the man, one of the few senators kind to the guard soldiers. Well, Rex continues, he really likes the idea. He's the one funding the project through his family business. He let me paint those myself. Rex had always been surprisingly artistic. I love it, Fives insists. These are incredible. It's a brilliant idea, Echo agrees, to recognize the Vode as heroes. And easy to make, I'd think, Fox points out, since you just mainly have to paint the armor differently. Rex nods. The only issue is with there being so many of us. Well, I think the decision was to just make a line of the commanders and captains. But I wanted everyone to be recognized. Echo hums thoughtfully. What about painting your own kit? You can make a line of various armor types, right? And then paint kits? So you can paint your own trooper. Rex instantly pulls out his comms unit and begins to type. With a grin, he sends off the message. Brilliant, Echo. Brilliant! Sent in word to the CFVE. Echo blushes and Fox bumps his shoulder. Well, Five says, I want to say how much I love it, again. Because I love it. I'm so cute. Your helmet even comes off, Rex tells him with a grin. That's the easiest part. Really, all the figures have the same face. They use the hair and clothes to differentiate between most people. But I made sure to paint your tattoos on yours, he adds. Fives delightedly takes the helmet off of his figure, where they can see a small five painted lovingly on the temple of it, minuscule. Fox stares down at his own red and white figure, holding a blaster in his hand. Carefully, he removes the helmet, then clips it back on. It is really cool, he tells Rex. Thank you. Rex looks relieved. You were the one I was nervous about, he admits. Me? Fox asks. You don't like sentiment, Rex points out. That's not... Fox starts, but then trails off. Because it is true. Or at least it was. But ever since the war ended, ever since he got to settle into a Coruscant apartment with the two men he loves, there's use in sentiment and frivolous things. Not true anymore, he says, voice small. Echo leans over at the same time as Fives, both planting a kiss on each of his cheeks. We know, Echo whispers. There's a few more minutes of awkwardness before Fives accidentally snaps the bottom half of his Lego figure off and panics about breaking it. Rex shows them how they can position them, and Fives happily begins swapping the pieces of the armor around until they have three figures wearing a mix of his, Fox's, and Echo's armor. Rex stays a bit longer, leaving with just enough time to get to his midday meeting.
You're shivering, you're trembling, it's warm in here, so come back in.
Later that night, the three of them are curled up in a blanket nest on the living room floor, watching some trashy holovid Fives had discovered, when their comms all buzz simultaneously. Group chat. Ahsoka has named the chat Rex Appreciation Club. How did Ahsoka get access to Vode comms channels? Fives asks, raising an eyebrow. Echo snorts. She's Rex's Vodica. And Wolf's foundling. How do you think? Ahsoka. Hi! Fives. Hi, Commander. Grin emoji. Ahsoka. Don't call me that, Fives. Fives. It's lovingly. Echo. Hey, Ahsoka. Fox. I do not appreciate Rex. Fox, Fives admonishes. Fox just rolls his eyes back at him and waves the comms unit. Echo. He does. He just said so out loud. Fox. Did not. Fives. Totally did. Ahsoka. I believe your boyfriends. Fox groans, and the other two laugh at him. I will leave the blanket fort, he threatens, if you continue to slander me. Cody, you love Rex. Fox, shut up, Codes. Ahsoka, did you guys like your presents? Fox, surprisingly, yes. Ahsoka, I knew it. Ahsoka, I helped Rex with the designs. Fox, of course you did. Cody, I loved mine, though I'll have to get a protective case. Fox, wait, protective case? Echo, for a little figure? Fives, good idea. Thought you wanted to play with them. I do, but I like to validate Cody, Five says. He needs it. He's needy. Cheers to that, Fox says with a small snort. Ahsoka, I like mine. Ahsoka, I was already getting one because of the whole mall thing. Echo, thanks for that. Fives, we may not be Mandalorian citizens, but it's still our home. Ahsoka, any carking time. Ahsoka, well, maybe not any time. I'd prefer Maul didn't try and rule another planet. Fox, you literally killed him. Ahsoka, okay, well, tell that to Master Obi-Wan. Cody, he's rolling his eyes fondly. He's so nosy. Cody, keyboard smash. Cody, this is Obi-Wan. I am not nosy. Fox, case in point. Ahsoka, but I thought it was cool for him to make me a Maul I could fight. Fox, wait, really? Echo, that is cool. Fox, dot dot dot, wait, but I want clankers to fight. Ahsoka, you're going to play with these? Fox, dot dot dot, no. Fives, he totally is. Cody, Obi-Wan really wants them all to cut in half repeatedly. Cody, told him to take it up with Rexica. Ahsoka, Cody, I'll stop in tomorrow. I might have a good case for yours. Fox, again, why do you need a case? Cody, oh. Image, a fully constructed miniature version of Cody's helmet from the Gar. Fox, the fuck? Fox, don't, Echo says, watching as Fox begins thumbing through his chat channels. This is favoritism, Fox growls. Yes, but we should appreciate what he made us, Fives insists. Nope, Fox responds, popping the pee sound in his irritation. I'm calling that Deku out. His partners both exchange a glance, but neither move to stop him. Private channel. Fox, this is blatant favoritism, Rex. Rex, excuse me? Fox, you made Ahsoka a Maul to fight? You made Cody a whole carking helmet? Rex, okay, so the thing is... Rex is typing. Rex, they're my siblings. And Ahsoka was already getting a figure, so I wanted to make something special. And then Cody's helmet took so long. I couldn't make all three of you massive helmets, and I wanted to be fair. Fox, blatant. Fox, favoritism. Rex, you are fucking with me, right? Fox, favoritism that is clear and obvious. Rex, Codes is my Ouroboros. Sokka is my baby sister. I wanted to make sure they got special things. Fox. We're all Vode. Rex. Okay, but you and I both know it's different. Cody is my brother in every sense of the word. Fox. We're all Vode. Rex. Oh, for Kark's sake. I was in love with you, Fox. I had the biggest crush on you. The way we feel for one another is wildly different. Fox. One, you do not need to yell. Fox. Two, I did not know about the crush. Fox. Three, you make a point. Rex. Going to crawl into my bed in embarrassment. Fox. I mean, Echo was in love with you for years. Fox. Wait, shit. It's okay, Echo says, having scooched over to read over Fox's shoulder. I told him when we were drunk a few weeks ago. Rex. Yes, I know. Fox. Kind of funny, isn't it? Rex. What? Fox. That the guy who was pining over you landed the guy you were pining over? Rex. Kark off, Fox. Fox. I do appreciate my gift, Rex. Promise. Just felt slightly wounded. Had to give you a hard time. Rex. Yeah, I know. Fox. Love you, Rex. Really, do. Rex. Love you, too. The end.
You're shivering, you're trembling. It's warm in here, so come back in.
Author/podfickers note. I went to Indie Comic Con yesterday and met Dee Bradley Baker while I was dressed as Echo. And I bought Echo, Fives, and Fox Legos while I was there. The Foxes were my bestie. For Christmas, my fiancé bought me the Ahsoka Fighting Maul Legos. And for my birthday, I got myself the Cody helmet. Long story short, this voice team, there's an actual scavenger hunt challenge, and this idea hit me like a lightning bolt. It was supposed to be like, max 1K words. Oops. Okay, thanks. Bye.
So I wrote it on the back of my hand. 'Cause I leave the nest this coming December to make it as a grown man. I'm not to lose, I only defenders. I'm packing up whatever I can. What if I can't let go? What if I come back home, back home? Oh no, don't throw out my Legos. What if I can't let go? What if I come back home, back home? Can we keep my Legos at home? 'Cause I wanna move out, I don't wanna move on.